listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Delta breeze has given us a windy morning today, and we have a triple-digit forecast ahead for the weekend. The weather, as you know, is critical right now as summer wildfires continue to burn across the state. On the phone with us for the latest is CAL FIRE's Deputy Director of Communications, Mike Mueller. Deputy Director, glad to have you with us, and I think that's a promotion, isn't it?
It is. Thank you, Beth, again, as always, having us. Yes, promoted into this position in early February.
Well, good for you. Tell me about the CAL FIRE picture across the state right now, and what's the impact of the wind this morning?
Actually, the winds right now, it's working for us right now. It's cooperating, but what we're looking at is, unfortunately, the weather forecast is we're going to return right back into a red flag conditions in a lot of these areas that have existing fires.
So let's talk about the Pawnee Fire in particular in Lake County. What are the latest statistics?
So right now the Pawnee Fire is at 13,500 acres. We have 25% containment. We still have about 600 structures that are threatened. And again, unfortunately, we had 22 that were destroyed and 4 that were damaged.
There have been a number of evacuation orders in place. What's the status of those orders?
Well, we still have evacuation areas along what we call Old Long Valley Road, New Long Valley Road, and north of Highway 20. They're still under advisory under Walker Ridge area and Wilbur Springs. But again, our priority out there is to get people back to their homes.
Yeah. And tell me about the structures that were burned and the homes. I know something that's been important in this fire is the direction that it's been moving.
Yes, yes. In fact, it was moving north east of Clear Lake Oaks. The fire made a pretty heavy push yesterday towards the north. And again, fire conditions out there are explosive. So any residents in those areas, they need to be vigilant, pay attention to any type of release. But we still have active fire.
And some homes are among the 22 buildings that were lost, correct?
That is correct.
So at this point, is this fire overlapping any of the previous burn areas? Because I know that's been a focal point for CAL FIRE over the last few fire seasons.
Yeah, no, this one actually has been, it does have some fire history, but not of the recent fires within the past 4 to 5 years. But there is fire history out in these areas. We call them old burns that they've gone into. Where we're seeing different vegetation types because of they were involved in earlier fires, but they are crossing into some old burns.
That is Deputy Director of Communications Mike Mueller for CAL FIRE. I think I counted 8 active fires on your map this morning. Tell me about the number across the state, and is the Pawnee the largest at the moment?
Well, right now, as far as active across the state, we have a total of 6 fires, the Pawnee being the largest. And these are, and the second largest fire would be the Lane Fire. That's over 3,800 acres. Crews had a great success with weather cooperation yesterday, and that one's at 65% containment, and that is in Tehama County.
Okay. What else should we know going into this weekend? You mentioned the red flag warning. I think we can't say it enough, but putting ourselves into best practice in light of that is always the challenge.
It is, Beth, and that is a great point. Unfortunately, what we saw in 2017 is, you know, it was a history-making, devastating wildfire year. And people continue to say the term new normal. Well, the new is it's not new anymore. This is the normal. And when we issue fire weather watches, fire weather warnings, or red flag warnings, Californians need to be prepared. There is no more fire season, and we continue to preach this, but you need to treat those warnings and watches just like they would back east on a hurricane advisory. You need to be prepared. You need to prepare with your family. You need to do it early. Because this is the normal, and these are the conditions we're going to see statewide.
Okay, and again, the Pawnee Fire at 25% containment right now. That is Deputy Director of Communications Mike Mueller for CAL FIRE. So glad to have you with us again today, Mike. Good luck to you and everyone out there this weekend.
Thanks again, Beth.
And we'll continue to keep you updated on the fire situation. We'll also post a link to CAL FIRE's information page. That's at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.